people, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Uh-oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Hello, Ray's here. JP's over there.
Hello.
And first Holy Communion donuts from Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme's Mr. Cream says, I'm going to bring out first Holy Communion Krispy Kreme donuts. Apparently he's already got St. Paddy's Day Krispy Kreme donuts. So this was just a natural extension of the religiously themed donut. It's the evolution of the holy donut. Of course, the donuts have been holy for years.
Well,
how you doing, guys? Because you see, there's a hole in the middle of them. 0874-100-102. Sure, jeez, do you know what? It's far from donuts. We were reared. Our first Holy Communions were celebrated with quiche, a cup of tea, and a Wendy house. Another first Holy Communion memory that I have, actually, is my aunt, who was my sponsor, my godmother. No, your sponsor is the older one, the confirmation.
Right.
And then she was my godmother at my first Holy Communion. And for my first Holy Communion, she got me this, a pin, like a gold pin to mark the occasion. And my mother said to me, don't go outside wearing that pin. Don't, or you'll lose it. I said, no, I'll be grand. And I instantly lost it. And we spent the entire evening outside trying to find the pin. It never showed up. The pain is gone. Donuts, always a better idea. If you're thinking, am I going to spend a fortune on a pain or buy a few donuts? Buy a few donuts. Seems to be the more economical route to take. Caroline's there. Caroline.
Hi, guys. Hi. So I made my communion 30 years ago.
Right.
And went up and could not wait to taste the Holy Communion because I just thought this was the best thing ever. My uncle was videoing the communion and I went up to get my communion, put it in my mouth and come down and stuck it under the seat because I didn't like the taste of it.
Caroline.
Outrageous, carry on. Well, the... I think we had a dry run. I think we had a taster, so we knew what it would taste like, so there wouldn't be any reactions on the day, on the big day.
I vaguely remember learning the sequence for weeks beforehand. Like, there was a lot of preparation involved in it, and you'd... Like, it was... I don't know if it was left hand over right or right hand over left. There was a correct sequence for your hands.
Caroline, they should have done a test or a dry run. And Liz is there, Liz.
Hello, Ray. Hello, JP.
Hello, Liz.
My memory of my communion is... Now, I'm nearly 40. Mm. It was in Sligo and it was in a place called the Embassy where we went for dinner afterwards, and this beautiful waitress came up to me and complimented me on my crazy, awful, curly 90s hair and my dress, and I thought she was fabulous and she made me feel fabulous. So lo and behold, I ended up working in hospitality for years because she made me smile, and if you can make someone smile every day, then that's the best legacy to have, really, isn't it?
Isn't that lovely? That someone... I suppose that's the thing to... Do you know, you probably learned something more in the hotel than you did about, you know, Jesus' message about being kind and being nice to other people on your first Holy Communion. It's a lovely memory to have. Let me see. People are excited and all animated about the Krispy Kreme first Holy Communion donuts. But why are we getting hot and bothered about Krispy Kreme donuts? Because really, weren't hot cross buns...
You're right.
Are a religious tasty treat as well.
The original holy baked good.
They're back in the shops again. Which means we'll be reversing the dumper truck up to the front of our house for the hot cross buns. Marks and Spencer's have the wildest ones, don't they? Weren't we talking about these last year, the hot cross buns? Here we go, lads. Absolutely outrageous, carry on. Marks and Spencer's, well, you've got your regular hot cross buns, then you've got your fancy, or whatever, the deluxe range of hot cross buns as well. But then, Marks and Spencer's chocolate melt in the mouth.
Ooh.
Hot cross buns. Or have you considered the salted caramel and chocolate hot cross buns?
Come here, you.
Are you a banoffee fan? Because Marks and Spencer's have banoffee hot cross buns. And while you're at it, you can try the deliciously fruity blueberry hot cross buns.
Do you know what? You could actually say anything to the Marks and Spencer's music. Oh, it's Fleetwood Mac, isn't it? You could say anything to the Marks and Spencer's music and make it sound gorgeous.
Deliciously spicy chicken curry. Perfectly grilled black pudding with a fried egg. Ooey and gooey on the top.
Any requests? I'm happy to do requests in the Marks and Spencer's alone if you like. Give me something to say, I'll do it. This is Today FM playing the
most perfect, wonderful, delicious music you love. Taking music and pouring it into your lug holes. With inane chat and the Today FM cash machine. Almost 51,000 euro.
Sorry. I got a bit excited there on that one. 0874 100 102. Philip is over there, Philip.
Hey, Paul, you should do the local chipper menu in the Marks and Spencer style.
The local chipper menu in Marks and Spencer style.
Fresh, fishy cod and chips. Fishy fish and chippy chips. Drizzled in vinegar with a light dusting of salt. Followed up with a chickeny, fillety, chicken fillet burger. A whole juicy quarter pound of cheesy quarter pounder with cheese. Yeah, you like that, don't you? You dirty thing. With grilled onions and tomato ketchup oozing between the bread. Yeah, I bet you like that between the bread.
Yeah.
And how do you like your box? 'Cause this box is snacky.
Okay.
A delicious, greasy, crispy snack box. Yeah, you want that chicken.
Woof, woof.
Yeah, you do.
Do you know what? I have to get into OnlyFans.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV Fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF. It's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.